that. Hello, everyone. Right, listen. I'm just in the middle of something. Oh, I am close. I'm very close. Hang on. I'm so close to getting to where I want to be for this. Oh my God, is this it? Am I here? No, that's the spot. But I am here. Right. Okay. This is it, guys. I'm here. I've made it. I just need to. Yes, I've done it. I've absolutely done it. Right, okay. I just need to park up, and then I need to connect up the iPad. Haven't got the iPad connected up yet. I'll tell you why. Right, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang on 1 second. I don't think you'll fully believe where I am. I just need to put a song on to buy myself a little bit of time, but it's suffice to say that Storm Francis is not fannying about, right? That is suffice it to say. Now hang on, I've got the iPad, I just haven't got the bit that the iPad goes into the thing with. Right, well, look, I'll just get him in. Come on. I'll just get him in out of the storm. I think I've unlocked it. Have I unlocked it? Right, go on, try it now. Right, okay, hang on. I'm going to open it. Hang on. Let me open it. I'm currently broadcasting, Gav. It's happening. Oh, no. Now I've got my trousers caught on the seat. Right, hang on, everyone. We need... get in here, Gav. Get in here.
Are you broadcasting?
I'm broadcasting. It's happening now. I'm just going to get in here and shut that and sit down there, wait 2 metres away from me. Nice and safe.
Oh, God.
Hang on. Here's some hand sanitizer.
Thanks, mate.
I just need to find the connector for the iPad, but it's a bit dark, isn't it?
Just a bit, mate.
Mother, may I? That was.
Must be, isn't it?
I mean, as far as drives go, that was not a relaxing drive.
No.
This is Gavin. Hang on, I'll put the computer here so they can hear us both. I think they should be able to hear us both, and actually, the horrifying storm. Right, do you want to tell everyone where you are, Gav?
Well, right now?
Yeah. Like, geographically, where are we, Gav?
Well, we are directly outside the Burnham-on-Sea Community Centre.
I reckon broaden it out a bit.
Okay, we're in the West Country, Somerset. We're just down from Weston-super-Mare.
Are we still in Devon? Is this Devon?
We're in Somerset now.
Right. But you were in Devon this morning, right?
I was in Devon this morning.
And
then my tent nearly blew away.
And then your tent nearly blew away.
And now I'm basically in a car park at midnight.
It's a tale as old as time. Pop the Zig unit on, mate.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You remember how to do that?
Barely.
You remember what's what? Yeah, that's it.
I think I've done it.
Hang on, I'm not sure you have.
There's a green light on.
Yeah, but there was also a red light on there, which was a slight worry. There we go, right. Okay, we've now got a bit more light on the go. That's me accidentally treading on the grill pan. Look, guys, the sort of key thing to remember is this is going to be fine. Ideally, I'd have got here 10 minutes ago and set it up, but here's something I've learned on this journey. You don't really want to be doing much more than 40 in a gale force wind in a high-sided vehicle on a bridge. It's weird. It's weird the times and places where knowledge comes to you, isn't it? Right, hang on, let me... Oh, right, okay. So I just need to find this one little bit, and then you'll be able to listen to some music whilst me and Gav say hello. So how far away are your family, Gav?
They're about 300 metres that way in a B&B that I'm not sure I can now access.
Ah, yes.
I noticed a chub lock on the way out.
I've got a chub lock right here.
Of course you have, mate. Well, it's been a while, isn't it?
I can only apologise. right, okay. Where is this piece of cable? Is it like an old-style B&B where... B&B, rather. Is it a B&B and less of the Airbnb? Oh, look at that.
It's an old-style B&B, mate. It was in the last... Agatha Christie B&B.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Right, I've found the whatnot. now, where did I put the other bit? Here it is. Guys, this is about to start resembling a radio show. And very soon now, very soon. Albeit a radio show done in the car park. Is this a village? It seemed very small.
I don't know.
As I drove
I've never
through
been
it.
And we only live about 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
I mean, really, we should have just gone home.
Well, no, because that would have been admitting. I mean, really, if you should have just gone home, then really, I should have just stayed at home. But
sure,
you know.
But you haven't, have you?
No, I have not. Yeah. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Right. So let's put this on now. That goes on there. I do that like that. I pop that onto jam because that's what this input is called, Gav. Is this blowing your mind?
Well, you know all the lingo, don't you?
I know the lingo. Jam, fader, Marmite. Oh, I should have just done jam, Marmite.
Yeah.
I should have gone jam, toast, or, you know, anyway, you know. I've had other things going on, I'll be honest. Right. Okay. Listen on this iPad, please. Oh, I got a couple of emails saying that the last song I tried to play last night didn't work. I think that's because I accidentally started listening to Spotify on my laptop again and not my iPad. Okay? All right. So for any riddle hunters out there, that's that. Right. Okay. Here we go. One final thing to open up, and there it's it. Have you done radio before, Gav?
Well, not this professionally,
no. No, of course not. This is a very particular type of radio.
This is radio.
Yeah. This is definitely radio. This is radio, mate.
Just feel.
Oh, no. This is radio, bro.
It's radio, bro.
Well, yeah. Well, let's try and avoid that if possible. right, okay. Let's put some Chicks on Speed on and let's put Storm Warning on by I Am Clute. Yeah,
good shout, mate.
That's not a bad shout at all, actually. That, I mean, this van is rocking and we're stationary, so can you imagine how terrifying this was on the motorway? It was terrifying.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
It was absolutely terrifying earlier on when we parked up next to the sea, and we parked and the car, we turned the engine off and the car just kept moving.
Oh.
Side to side.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Right. Yeah. Well, you know, basically, famously, if the car is a rocking, then you need to get away from it.
How much of... They're basically just metal. They're just tin cans.
Yeah.
And when the wind gets up,
they're absolutely just tin. That's all we're doing. We're trundling around in tin cans. And don't even get me started on planes. Right. Here we go. Natural History. Storm Warning. Here we go. Right. Hopefully this will work, and then we'll all have a nice time.
Drunk, you soused, you pissed, you sunk. The jukebox now is drunk, just along the way. Had a call last Saturday, say I'd throw my friends away. Reverse the charges on them all. I made a lot of calls. Is there a except I thought I heard you say, you're the leper boy, you can't come in, the monkey gods and now you're king, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out, you're in, you're out. Is there a
you play guitar?
We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars. Guitars. Sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expected present company. Just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company.
Right, that was LCD Sound System, one of my faves, with Dance Yourself Clean. Before that was Chicks on Speed with We Don't Play Guitars, and before that was
Storm Warning.
That's it. Right, let me slightly angle that in your direction. So say hello again, Gavin. We'll see if it's
hello.
Yeah, it's plenty loud. So if you so basically what's happened is I've driven to where are we?
Burnham-on-Sea.
I've driven to Burnham-on-Sea. It's taken me 6 hours. I called Gav. When did I call you, Gav?
About an hour ago.
I called him about an hour ago. He's come out of his B&B like a legend. The dream is that he might be. What was that noise?
I think it might have been an acorn or a branch. Yeah.
I mean, it was big for an acorn, bro.
We are parked directly underneath.
Not an acorn tree.
Quite slanted trees in this high wind.
Yeah,
they are precarious.
Yeah, it was. I got to be honest. It was chilly. You were just saying off air that the boys are pretty gutted about all this.
Yeah, yeah. My two sons are. Yeah. One of them is 10, and he's gutted because we had a whole week of cycling on the Tarka Trail in mid-Devon.
What is the Tarka Trail?
It's like 150 miles of cycle path that used to be an old railway track that goes all the way around the edge of Devon. Yeah. It's great.
Have you heard of Tarka the Otter?
That's what I'm named after, mate. Well, not that, but the guy that wrote it.
What Gavin, do you mean, that's what I'm named
Gavin
after?
Gavin Maxwell, he wrote it. That's why I'm called Gavin.
Oh, I was going to say,
yeah.
Because I know you as Gavin, not Tarka or the Otter. Well, I dare say you've got a ring of bright water over
there. Oh, beautiful.
That's not bad. That's not bad for this time in the night.
Holy moly.
After a 6-hour drive. it was a relatively spicy drive, I'll be honest. But it's reminded, so you being on holiday, so I said to you that I wasn't going to burn this story off air, and I'm going to tell it now, and you'll see why.
Magic.
You'll see why I didn't want to burn this on off air. Me and my family went on holiday to Florida, right?
Yeah.
And we
this got, year.
No.
Unacceptable.
I've not. That's a fair point. We just popped over to Florida. It's fine over there, I think. Anyway, we were in Florida when I was relatively little, and it was when they had Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah.
So we got evacuated from the hotel on the bit. So basically, we had a 2-week holiday. Holiday of a lifetime. Right. Holiday of a lifetime. 2-week holiday. First week was in Orlando, and we went to all the theme parks. Had a lovely time. Got scared on the ghost train at Disney World. Got off it and ran through a fire escape. Ended up backstage at Disney World.
Wow.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
The next week was my mum and dad's week. So they were like, you've had the fun week, now we're going to have a beach week.
Right.
In Key Biscay, the Florida Keys.
Key Biscuit.
The Key Biscuit here is the bourbon. I'd love a bourbon. The hurricane arrived on the first day, and so we had to leave the next morning. And me and my brother woke up, and it was all over the news. Like, this is going to be bad. You need to get out.
Yeah.
And the hotel had slipped a piece of paper under everyone's door saying, "Ah, you need to get going because this is going to be. Give me a C. Give me an A. Give me an R. Give me an N. Give me an A. Give me a G. Give me an E."
it was a weird letter, but and we couldn't find my mum and dad, and it's because they'd gone to the beach, because they were like, we want an hour right. on the beach before we go, and then we went back to Orlando, and they basically didn't get their holiday.
Still, you'd had your fun.
Yeah, and we had it again, and we had it again for the second week.
Double the fun.
The point is, I went to see Tim last night. I don't know if you were listening. Were you listening, Gav?
No, I was on holiday.
He was on holiday, of course. And you don't listen to this when you're on holiday. In fact, I could have excluded the words "when you're on holiday" from that. I went to Tim's house, the idea being hopefully that he would read us a couple of poems. He took the decision to not do that. I think he thought it was a comedic one, but I just found it quite obstructive. Whereas Gav, I think, is going to... are you going to?
Nah, are you going to?
I brought you a guitar there. Brought you a guitar. In case you didn't have your guitar on your holiday?
Well, no, why would I?
Well, because, have you ever heard of a campfire sing-along?
Yeah. No one likes those guys, though, do they?
No.
Exactly.
No.
But more to the point, there just simply wasn't room in the car. So off you get, mate.
We've lost you both there. That was a minute ago. Ah, right, okay. I think we are back. It might cut out a bit, but I'll keep an eye on it. I'll keep an eye on it, guys. So don't worry about that. I'll keep an eye on it. So if it does stop working, then we'll hang on, sorry, I've got something stuck in my teeth. One second. There we go, live radio. Right, I don't know when it stopped working, because I was looking at Gav, I was talking to Gav. I pray to Zeus you didn't miss out on any of my Florida holiday story. God, imagine. Also, I said a witty thing, didn't I? Oh, I hope they didn't miss my...
It was a great joke. What about my Ring of Bright Water?
Yeah, yeah. I hope they didn't miss that. Anyway, but you didn't miss any of the song, because he was just about to start. So, you get started, Gav. I'll get out.
Not sure I can pay my tax bill, and I'm struggling to sleep at night. Feel like I'm always falling through the cracks still. Think it's gonna be alright. Trying to make a case for this government, swinging further off to the right. But flying in the face of all the evidence, somehow I think it's gonna be alright. Cause I sing these songs and I beat my chest, drink with friends, and then I feel that it'll work out for the best. Hold my girl and my kids real tight, and I think it's gonna be alright. I'm over 40 and often feel defeated by all the things I haven't done with my life. But if I say it to the mirror and repeat it, maybe everything will be alright. The big smoke just kicked us like a tin can to this Somerset starlight. But while we're under Echo Bridge, back in Cajun, I know everything will be alright. Cause they say it's always darkest right before the dawn, and the neighbour's dog is always barking at 6 in the morning. So pick a side to fight against, be the one to stick a thorn in. This is the only life we ever get to be born in, and I think I'll get some sleep tonight, 'cause I think it's gonna be alright.
I mean, that sounded great from out there, Gav.
Yeah.
Good. Glad to hear it.
How was it from... right, let's have a look. It's still on. It's still connected.
Right.
That's very kind of you. It is genuinely very kind of you to do that. I did put you in a slightly awkward position. I did back you into a bit of a corner. But I appreciate that.
I was in my pyjamas, mate. Genuinely in my pyjamas, as you would be at 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but then the flip side of that is that I had I'd already driven for 5 hours. I was going to drive for another one.
Not my problem, mate. I was in the middle of my holiday.
Well, that is a fair point. That is a fair point, firmly made. But I do appreciate you. It's nice to see you.
It's lovely to see you too.
I've not seen you for ages.
Bloody ages. 29? No.
I think it might have been, actually.
Might have been 2019.
Might have been 2019.
Great year, wasn't it?
Oh, looking back, it was an absolute belter. Looking back, it was top draw. At the time, it felt quite lacklustre. but I guess it's all very much relative. Right, okay. I'll pop another song on, and then I'll find my flapjack. I've not really eaten enough, but I did buy a flapjack from a garage. I stopped, and there's no polite way of saying this, I stopped for a shit.
Did you?
That's probably why I was like a little bit later than I thought. I'm meeting him in a car park round the corner from a B&B that he's had to move to because his tent leaks in a storm. I bet there's going to be nowhere there for me to a horrible phrase, but for me to unload.
I really thought you could say unleash hell.
Well, I mean, in many ways, you say potato. But it was a grisly old, a grisly old motorway service station toilet with a big puddle on the floor. But, I did say, I'm assuming that you're aware about the big puddle. She looked at me as if to say, yeah, I'm assuming you're aware of the storm and the pandemic. Let people piss on the floor, mate.
Now give me my flapjack.
right, let's have a look at this. What have we got? Let's play some David Byrne. I got a lot of time for David Byrne, Gav.
I've just got into Talking Heads. It's taken me a long time. I like their stuff.
I'm not talking about Talking Heads. I'm talking about David Byrne. What? So you got to do with Talking Heads? Yeah, a bit of fun. I know he was heavily influenced by Talking Heads. right. Let's put on something from American Utopia. And then I've got... I can make you a warm drink if you want.
Oh, I'd love a warm
drink. I made Tim a warm drink last night, and he was, he was sort of ungrateful and disparaging. What? But he was. I mean, the difference there is that he was literally just outside his house, so he was meters from his own bed and his own kitchen.
Right. What? And you think that's worse for him? It's better in some ways, isn't it?
Yes, it is better in some ways, you're right. Yeah.
But in the sense that if he wanted a warm drink, he could just nip inside, get one and come back out again.
That was the point that he was making. Right. He was making the point that he'd got access to better facilities metres away. And yeah.
Well, then go and get it and then come back out.
I've taken him hostage. Well,
he thought it was a hostage situation.
Well, it's like that.
I mean, it is really, isn't it?
Well, no, it's not.
But it's nice to see
you. Hang on.
That's the sound of me locking the door. It's not really loud enough to work as a joke. Hang on, hang on. It's such a satisfying joke. I'll do it again, hang on. he's in here now. Right, this is David Byrne with a song called It's Not Dark Up Here. Let me pause it though so it doesn't start until I've turned it on. Sorry, Gav, that's a little glimpse behind the magician's radio cloth. That doesn't. Anyway. Okay, I didn't want to play that second one. I wanted to play some Darren Hanlon for Gavin. Hang on. Yes.
Yes. Have you got a favourite Hanlon? Well, Darren's my favourite.
Elbows.
Okay, elbows. Let's pop elbows on for Gav. It's I mean, it is in a very, very literal sense the absolute least I can do. So let's pop this on. It's by Darren Hanlon.
On a warm night in March, on a dark disco floor, I danced up a storm like I'd never before. Every step in the book, and then some, the one listed for a song or two, I felt nothing else existed. Now if a dream curled at your feet, you'd take it home and name it. I'm struggling now to find something to blame it on. Strobing effects, or perhaps it was that dress. My eye was captured by a beautiful actress. Now the mind knew she eyes still in my memory lit large. She danced near me with her coy entourage. She tugged at the scarf round her neck, it came loose. She flung it and hung it from the disc jockey's booth. But before I continue, one moment's reprieve. I grant you, dear audience, a chance to leave. For my tale never ends, and that it never started. When the house lights came on, I'd already departed. No one word was spoken, nor a glance exchanged. When the sun rose next morning, the world hadn't changed. See, we only touched elbows, is the plain naked truth, and I can't even back up my story with proof. We only touched elbows, felt our bones clank together. Then the moment was over in a falling feather. An accident, sure, but it happened. Our wrangle, our elbows did touch, our arms at right angles. Now there's naught the nosy observer could have guessed, but the rock and roll drummer inside of my chest. Everyone's seen her films, now whisper her name. That we only touched elbows is not such a shame. For the world's getting crowded, and I can't see a lapse. It's not about leaving spaces, but filling the gaps. We're all bumping and knocking strangers all the time. Sometimes we don't notice, mostly we don't mind. A foot brushes your ankle on a peak Arabus. Someone's hand on the small of your back as they pass. A shopkeeper's fingers, while handing you change, can lightly brush yours without feeling too strong. Why I felt so alive, I can't quite determine. There could be a word to explain it in German. Some take others home, waking up to regret it. We only touched elbows, and I'll never forget it. The innocent DJ still spins his black moons and keeps us all moving with his faithful tunes. And the lights not in sync, they're mechanically powered. We only touched elbows, and I still haven't showered.
What a song! What a song from the Handman! Once, when I was little, but by the way, that noise. That is the kettle. It's not quite on the boil, but it nearly is. Now, we've struggled to find a clean cup for Gav,
So what we're going to do, I think this is good. I think this is, I genuinely think this is quite COVID secure stuff.
This is very much the way they do things at Radio 2.
I find people's use of the phrase COVID secure absolutely chilling. Oh, please come back to our cinema. We've made it all COVID secure, have you? Have you? Yeah, we're abiding to all the guidelines. Yeah, well, it's the same. It's a shame all the guidelines are total bullshit, mate. Anyway, what I'm doing in order to make this cup COVID secure is I'm putting hand sanitizer all around the outside of it. I'm putting a lot on my hands. You hear that? That's a COVID secure noise. I mean, either that or it's an orgy noise. And who's to say that the two aren't... well, I mean, it's fairly straightforward. I saw a headline yesterday that was something along the lines of Scotland's sex saunas are told they can reopen but be sensible. You can have your fun, but in a COVID secure way, please. So I've COVID secured the outside of that
mug. Thank you, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you can smell it.
Okay, I'm drinking from it's going to be interesting.
No, because I'm going to put some of this boiling water in it, and we'll have a bit of fun. Oh, right, okay. I haven't been to the cinema. So that cinema in Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
So I'll explain to the listeners. Gavin and his wife Amy, they used to live in Crystal Palace and they moved to the West Country. Whoops. No. They moved to Bath and since they've moved away, it is safe to say that Crystal Palace is an absolute hub of gentrification.
There was that bingo hall that was always going to be turned into, and then everyone was like, oh, it could be a cinema, and it's now a cinema.
Is now a cinema. All the good stuff happens after you leave. That's not just you, Gav, that's anyone.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They've got a cinema.
Hang on. Best noise in the world. Best noise in the world?
Agreed.
Thank you.
Agreed.
God, you really had to think about that. Right, there we go. Turn that off. Ooh, steamy! Steamy kettle! Anyway, I've not been to that cinema, but it's close enough to my house that I can just look and see if a screening is completely empty. I can just pop up.
That's great.
But that's the only way I'm going to do it. That's the only way I'm going to do it.
I saw The Sting the other day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
Just a bit, mate. Yeah. I've seen The Sting.
Because I had grand plans of watching loads of classic films during all of this lockdown.
Right. My problem with The Sting.
You can't have a problem with The Sting.
And I'll tell you this for absolute gratis. I don't like a twist. And the thing about a twist is it's just a long lie. That's what it is. When you think about it, when there's a twist in a film, you're sort of, you're left feeling like, but actually, they've been lying to you for an hour and a half, or for 2 hours, or for however long it is.
Yeah.
They've been treating you like a chump.
Oh, they've been diddling you.
They've been treating you like a dumb pig, and then they're like, hey, piggy, here's a truffle, and you're like, what a film.
Is it that you don't like any twist, or just twists at the end? Because like there's like the bits in Mission Impossible where he rips his plastic
That's fine. It's when someone has, you know, like sort of made you put the time in. Where's my box of tea bags? Oh, I love doing my catchphrases. Where's my box of tea bags? Here we go. What sort of tea do you want, Gav? I've got Tetley, I've got vanilla chai, I've got peppermint and licorice.
Let's go with Tetley, please.
Tetley for Gavin. So there we go.
Thanks.
Now, guys, I'll be completely frank with you. I'll be completely upfront with you. I'll be completely real with you. I haven't organised a playlist for tonight's show. Now, you might think, oh, why haven't you done that? And I would say this. Ever heard of driving through a storm in a camper van? Jesus Christ. How about a bit of admiration once in a while? Would it kill you? So you'll have to bear with me whilst I look for...
Listeners ever email in with requests for songs and stuff?
Well, I mean, I do not encourage it.
Right. I do not encourage that sort of thing. But you know, it's live radio. It's, you know, people email in. They normally email in, actually, historically speaking, to tell me that it stopped working. To be fair to them, but there's one. You see, the thing is, I don't actually, you know, and I don't want them to take this personally, but I don't encourage it because, and this isn't meant as a criticism of anyone really, but I absolutely don't want to turn into Kermode and Mayo, right, or anything where just when, you know, when people just start reading out the emails that they get, and it's like, oh, we've had an email in from Pete who says we're great. All right, well, how about you keep it to yourself and tell me about these flicks?
They cover it up with their lovely nicknames, like, oh, to the good doctor and
that
Jeffrey.
That I really dislike. Yeah. You know, when people sort of email in the voice of the show, I'm like, oh, get your own gear. Get your own gear, you absolute plum duffs. There's one guy, who's been emailing me quite a lot. George, I think his name is, and he's convinced that these shows aren't live. I mean, almost every day now I get an email from him. I got one today. I saw it at the services saying, so you see that parking ticket there?
Yeah.
So that I got. Jesus Christ, that is a big old gust of wind. And that's a big gust of wind.
Yeah, we genuinely rock left and right there.
I mean, anyway, you slice it, that's a big gust of wind. But he, Tim yesterday asked me what that was about, that parking ticket, and I told him that I got it on Brick Lane, which I did. I went to Brick Lane and got some bagels. And George has emailed in saying that you don't get parking tickets that you don't get parking tickets in the middle of the night because parking restrictions don't apply in the middle of the night. Yet more evidence. That's what he said. Yet more evidence that this whole thing is a charade. Well, I would say, George, try living in London. Yeah. Try living in London, mate, because they'll give you a parking ticket any time, day or night.
Soon as look at you, mate.
They'll give you a parking ticket soon as look at you. What's the most parking tickets you've had on a vehicle before you've moved it, Gav?
Three, I think.
I had... hang on, three, and then it... Well, so basically... I was going to say three. I thought it was impressive.
Yeah.
But I, in Edinburgh, the van that we're in,
yeah.
Victor.
It was on Vic that I had the three parking tickets.
I had the three parking tickets on Vic.
Did you?
But I got a warning on the third one that said, if you don't move this today, we'll tow it, right? And then about 4 or 5 years later, I parked my Fiesta in Edinburgh, right? I was up there for the festival. Parked my Fiesta in Edinburgh, and they put two tickets on it. And I thought, oh, I've got another couple of days here. Yeah. And it got towed. I had to ride my bike down to the pound in Leith. And the guy, right, and he's grizzly, right, it's like sort of grim, sort of like, in my memory it was like bad weather, not like this,
no,
it was, you know, just sort of grey and miserable and all that, and sorry guys, I'm just packing up the kitchen, and I went in and I said, I think you've got my car, and I was quite jolly about it, because I was sort of aware it was my fault, you know, so yeah. I was like, I think you've got my car, and he was like, hang on, are you Daniel Kitson? I was like, yeah. And then he called his colleague out and said, this is Daniel Kitson, he's an absolutely amazing comedian. And I was like,
oh, it'd have been great if it wasn't that, and it was them going, Daniel Kitson, you're like, yeah, I am actually. And it turns out there's like, yeah, because we've got your details here.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that actually, Gav. It was he was a fan of mine. So that just goes to show. You can find fans anywhere, can't you? You can find fans anywhere. Even, and this, I think, is what I'll lead in to the next track with, even in a parking pound. Now, unfortunately, I've not lined up the next track.
because I was playing host, wasn't I? I was making Gavin Osborne a cup of tea. Oh, if you like Gavin's music, you should Google his name, Gavin Osborne. But the Osborne is spelled O-S-B-O-R-N. I learnt that the hard way. And by the hard way, I mean I spelt it wrong on a tour poster when we went on tour together. So people did not come calling. That did not. Oh, I'll play you a song, Gav, that I think is amazing. But I'll just have to tweak the system preferences to try and... Oh, that seems risky. No, I'm not going to, Gav.
Fine.
Sauce, so, mate. This is a bit of John Grant. Heard of John Grant, Gav?
I have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty up to date. I'm pretty
this
cool.
This is from his 2009 album.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a good old while about. He hasn't released anything for ages, has he? But yeah, now have you heard of John Grant or what, mate? Switch on. Here we go. Is that working? Yeah, it is. It's just quiet at the start.
What song were you going to play that you couldn't?
Well, hang on.
You can get out of your bed because you're so depressed. No one understands this and they think that you're a mess. I know this is not the case and I believe in you. I won't stop until I have convinced you of the truth. I made a voodoo doll of you and I gave her some chicken soup.
Mapped and logged in a notebook. Costa they haven't given up like we have. They're not happy to sit back and relax.
Seeing the trash that is left behind when these events end.
Kids strike. The schools are empty and the playgrounds are quiet. Kids strike. The Daily Mail is calling it a kids' riot. Kids strike. Na 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 na.
Okay, that was Kids Strike by Jim Bob. Which was chosen for us by Gavin Osborne. Hi, Gav.
Hello.
If my voice sounds different, it's because I've put my mask on. I meant to put my mask on ages ago. I mean, we're 1.8 to 1.9 meters away from each other. But I've been turning away from you a lot.
Over the years.
Yeah, just creatively.
I've been dragging you down.
But that was that. And apparently, according to Gav, that whole album's an absolute banger.
It's brilliant, yeah.
Is it an absolute banger?
It's an absolute banger.
Great.
Top to toe
and tip to tip.
Get go to let go.
Get go to let go. So I think Gav is going to play his... one more song. It's 1:15 in the morning. He's going to play one more song.
Yeah, Gav. Whose guitar is this?
That guitar belongs to
Tiny.
Your friend and mine, Isabel Sutty.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah. Now I'm looking at it a little bit more clearly. The butterfly stickers.
They're not hers, are they? They belong to her daughter.
I don't know, she may have been using these. Oh, great. Anyway, it's very nice of her to lend it.
Very nice to lend her. lend her
I miss Izzy, she's great.
Yeah, I miss Izzy, yeah. I mean, I live around the corner from her and I see her most days, but still. One more song from Gav, and then probably a bit more chat after that, and then one more song at the end, and then bedtime. But probably not for Gav, because he can't get back into his B&B, and probably not for me, because I'm in a van. All right, you ready, Gav?
Yep.
Okay, hang on. Let me get out. I can't find it, right, okay.
Good luck out there, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Quite blustery.
Good luck in here, mate.
Well, I'm asking how I ended up here right now. In this two up, two down, in this West Country house. If I tried a bit harder, there is no doubt that I could have been a contender. There has got to be something much better than this. Should have been someone's choice on Desert Island Discs. Oh, but I was too scared to take too many risks. And I could have been a contender. Always wanted to be on the top of the pops. Now I order CDs from all the online shops. But the most joy that I get is from opening the box. And I could have been a contender. But it's 11 a.m. on a Tuesday. And I pop back to bed for a rest. If 18-year-old me could look forward and see, he'd probably call this success. Never went backpacking through the streets of Bangkok, cause I tried to get known in the world of folk rock. And like Brando down by the old waterfront docks, I guess I could have been a contender. And I try to be bad, but I always succumb. I'm someone you could introduce to your mum. If I'd not wanted to be liked by everyone, maybe I could have been a contender. But in the rain at my son's game on Sundays, I stand with other kids getting drenched. They shout, get stuck in, I say, football's the winner. I've lost my competitive edge. I thought the first one now would later be last. Hello. And it's not like I just sat around on my ass. But if I can't even make my own podcast, then how can I be a contender? Still, as long as I've got something worthwhile to say, as long as there's blood still pumping through my veins, then it's in my own hands. It's never too late. Maybe I can still be a contender. Maybe I can still be a contender. Maybe I can still be a contender.
That, genuinely, being out there in that storm and hearing you through the thing was absolutely brilliant. It was so nice. I wanted to take a photo, but I can't because my phone, we're using my phone to stream the thing. That was great.
Thanks,
that
mate.
Was so great. That reminded me, actually, of this time 6 years ago. What time is it? It's 1:20 in the morning. So. Almost exactly, I think, this time 6 years ago, we'd have been doing that show that we did at the Stand in Edinburgh during the festival.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah?
Which one?
We only did one, didn't we?
The one where we turned all the lights and did all the
things. The series of things in a room.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
I bet you're missing Edinburgh right now, eh?
No.
No?
No, not really. I'm not missing Edinburgh. I mean, you know, you sort of get a lot of people who are saying that they are missing Edinburgh. But I actually think it's quite pathetic. I mean, you know, I don't want to judge people. it's a fairly judgmental word, isn't it? I don't want to. Oh, sorry.
I'm not finished, mate.
Oh, I thought you'd finished your tea bag. Sorry.
What's that?
Right, okay. So what's just happened here is I thought that Gav had finished his cup of tea. So I put a tea bag from yesterday in the cup.
Is it another Tetley's tea bag?
No, it's a Pukka one. Sauce, mate. I've had this, you know, this lot of, like, various people who are doing various things, you know, sort of Edinburgh, you know, Edinburgh online-y things, or, you know, I just, there's definitely a bit of me that thinks, all right, just, you know, maybe just find something else to do with your time. Pathetic might be a bit strong, but I think it is also a bit right. I'm not. Right. You were the first person who ever introduced me to Ben Folds 5.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Oh, back in my house in East Dulwich.
Yeah. You said these are good. So I
I think I probably did it in the worst way, though, by playing it and staring at you whilst you listened to it. You know.
I think you did do that, actually.
Yeah, it's what I used to do a lot until I realised that I hate it when people do that.
Yeah, it's not great. I've just realised that I've left the... I've had the headlights on this whole time.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, talking of not great.
Yeah, so how about you turn that off?
Yeah.
And then we'll have the demand start. Oh, God.
So I can't get into my B&B.
You can't get into your B&B.
You can't leave this car park.
You can't get in, I can't get out. But I did, we were just talking about this, I drove past a garage that looked like it was still open. Certainly still open pre-midnight. So hopefully open post-midnight.
Time for another flapjack.
Time for another, well, I can't find my first.
Oh, no.
First effing flapjack, can I? What's the first effing flapjack? Well, there's only one effing flapjack. it's not bad, is it?
It's good stuff,
it's not bad. I'm genuinely, I've been quite tense for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And so now I'm absolutely buzzing. I'm just like, oh, I'm not in control of, no. But, you know, there is an element of driving this van in the wind
that is, I think, very possibly the greatest drug known to man. Because I'm perky as a gherkin now.
I think it's terrifying driving in the wind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
well, it is.
So well done for getting here.
Well, look, thank you for coming out of your B&B. Isn't it a testament to the ubiquity of Airbnb that I keep wanting to call it your Airbnb?
Yeah, it's just a classic old B&B.
Yeah, but that's what...
I think Amy wishes it was an Airbnb.
Right, okay.
And that was very much writ large on her face when we opened the door.
Oh, that's a shame. But you said it was like a murder mystery one. She loves murder mysteries.
Yeah, but in the sense that it's quite fusty and...
Right, yeah.
And she just wanted...
Oh, it's got a corpse in your room.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
What's that Tales of the Unexpected where there's...
I don't know.
Okay, fine.
I've not seen any. Why? What happens in it?
What's it called when someone stuffs animals?
Taxidermy.
Yeah, there's a taxidermist in there and, you know...
Oh, is there?
Yeah, and it's a bit like The Sting. There's a twist.
Right, okay.
In the, you know...
Oh, in the story?
Yeah.
I thought you were meaning in your B&B.
No, and it feels...
There's a taxidermist in there and there's
a twist.
But
there are some animals in there.
Right.
And I think she saw those straight away and went, oh, Gav, what have you done? And I tried to sort of salvage the camping situation by booking a B&B and I've made it worse.
I mean, the thing is, and I guess it's hard to know who's to blame, really, but this storm has been widely predicted.
Yeah. Has it, though?
It has! Don't tread on the grill pan, as the vicar said to the... Didn't he? Anyway, I thought I'd finish with a Ben Folds song. Is there anyone that you want, Gav? Any particular one that will take you back to the glory days of our friendship?
Oh, learn to live with what you...
Learn to live with what you are?
Yeah.
I'm doing my best, mate. but it seems to involve driving to Devon or... Where are we?
Somerset.
Learn to live with what you are. Oh, lovely. Lovely choice, Gav.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Well, that's it. Learn to live with what... Sorry, guys. I'm just actually... I mean, I hate to ruin the magic, but I'm just actually having a look on Spotify. Found it, though, so I'm a good boy. In the end, I'm a good boy. That's it. Hope you liked it. Tomorrow is another day. I think I might be sleeping in a car park and then driving home. And Gav, I think he's... I think you're getting to your B&B.
I've got a feeling I'm going to be sleeping in a car park as well.
Okie dokie. Well, that's two... that's like a glass half full, a glass half empty. But we could well be cuddling up in our masks in a COVID-secure way in the back of a camper van in which you, Gav, of course, famously conceived your first child in this camper van.
Famously.
Well, let's see if we can't get you another one. Thank you very much for coming into the van and singing some songs for everyone.
Thanks for having me.
This is Learn to Live With What You Are by, I don't know if you've heard of him, Benjamin Folds. I just have to pause that and I just have to do that. And I just have to click that. Hang on, one more click and then we're there.